final detailed design meeting. We're going to discuss the look and feel design, the user interface design, and we're going to evaluate the product. And the end result of this meeting has to be a decision on the details of this remote control, like absolute final decision. And then I'm going to have to specify the final design in the final report. So just from last time, to recap, so we're going to have a snowman-shaped remote control with no LCD display, no need for talk back. It's hopefully going to be kinetic power and battery with rubber buttons, maybe backlighting the buttons with some internal LEDs to shine through the casing, hopefully a dull dial, and incorporating the slogan somewhere as well. Anything I missed?
No.
Okay. So, if you want to present your prototype, go ahead.
Ninja Honor, made in Japan. There are a few changes we've made. One look at the expense sheet, and it turned to be quite a lot expensive to have it open up and have lots of buttons and stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, this is going to be an LCD screen. Just a very, very basic one, very small, with access to the menu through the scroll wheel and a confirm and button. Okay. Apart from that, it's pretty much the same as we discussed last time.
And there isn't, it doesn't open up to the advanced functions? So the advanced functions are still hidden from you, but they're hidden in the sense that they're not in use.
Where are they?
They're in the LCD panel on the job dial.
Ah, right. Okay.
So what kind of thing is going
to
be?
The LCD panel just displays functionally what you're doing. If you're using an advanced function, right, like brightness, contrast, whatever,
okay.
It will just say, you know, it's like, it only has four columns. It's a very simple LCD, like,
right.
Or as many, the minimum amount we need that the user will automatically know, like, this is brightness and this is contrast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, cool.
It might even be one, a bit more complex LCD panel with
okay.
pictures, like maybe the sun or, you know, the symbols of the various.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what is this here?
That's a number pad.
Okay, so the number pad is.
Where are we going to have the slogan?
No, just
along this, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You have this space here, and then you have this thing on the side as well, or at the bottom.
Okay.
The slogans are usually quite small, right? They're not like huge, so there's.
Yep.
Say a button's
okay.
about say a button's about this size, right?
Yep.
So you would still have plenty of space for a slogan.
Mm-hmm.
So if this isn't to scale, what kind of dimensions are you thinking about here?
Well, we want the buttons to be big enough to push easily with the finger, so we're reckoning. That would be about the same size as
okay.
hand.
Yeah, so that would be about a centimeter for a button. So 1, 2, 3, 4 centimeters, plus maybe half,
mm-hmm.
5, 9, 6, 7, 8.
That sounds good.
10
yeah.
centimeters. That would be
mm-hmm.
good. So 10 centimeters in height. Okay.
That'd be good. In fact, a pen is about 10 centimetres usually, so that would be, that sounds like a really good size.
Yeah.
Do you see it there?
That's great, and it's very bright as well.
Mm.
So, okay.
Is it possible, I'm just going to bring up the idea of colours, are these the colours that of production? Is this just what we had available?
Well, we're going to have again the sort of the foggy yellow from last time that put up when you push the button.
Right.
Okay, so just could you just list all the things that it does? So I can write them in the report.
Because it's red, it's sort of very common. We're going to use it as it's going to be a power button. If you hold it for maybe 2 seconds, I'll send a standby signal. Apart from that, it's going to be used as a confirm button for the LCD screen.
Okay.
And you use this as a jog dial.
Okay. So that's like a new power button.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've discussed how high it is, but how wide is it?
Okay.
How high is it?
No, as in the height.
Yeah.
But what about the width?
Oh, the depth of the
G5. Yeah, the climb is about 3.5.
Okay.
Well, just to get an idea of scale
yeah.
from your
sure.
from your
yeah.
thing there. Okay. So you can power on and off.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you do?
You can skip straight to the channel using these buttons.
Okay.
We volume, and the volume control here. But because we've got the LCD and the jog dial, we just thought we'd use that as the volume.
Okay, jog dial for the room. And what
mm-hmm.
else do you do with the jog dial?
You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, colour.
Contrast, brightness?
Yeah.
And anything else?
It's whatever else we want to include in advanced functions. We don't actually go through and specify the.
Well, that's the designers, what are they?
What can a TV do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe tuning the channels.
Okay, channel tuning.
What else? The various inputs. Are you having VCR? Mm-hmm. Are you having, you know, which input do you have?
Okay. Excellent.
Probably
mm-hmm.
color sharpness.
Yep, color sharpness.
Sharpness.
A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about sound settings? Can you change any of those at all?
Audio. You have like your basic, your bass, your mid range, your high range.
Probably have the balance.
Yeah, left right balance. Maybe even pre programmed sound modes. Like,
okay.
The user could determine like a series of sound modes, and
mm-hmm.
what could happen would be when you click on that, and we'll go to that setting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else at all it can do? Because that's fine, I just need to know so I can write it down. Okay. Right, I guess that's it. So we can now have a little look at the Excel sheet and price this thing and see if we need to rethink anything at all. So for this first part here, power wise, have
the
we
battery.
Got battery. Do we have kinetic as well?
No.
No? Okay. Just battery.
We need,
and that's because of cost restraints?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what about
chip.
The electronics here?
We need
advanced
chip, I think. Yes. Let me just confirm that. Yes, I think so. Yes.
Okay. The case, what does it mean by single and double, do you mean?
I think single is piece of one sort of oval, whereas double is this sort of thing.
So we want double card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plastic.
Is there any rubber at all in the buttons?
I think we're going to have to skip the rubber.
Okay. And we'll want it special colours, don't
yeah.
we? So we'll have to put that. Oh no, wait. How many colours have we got there?
For the case itself, one colour. It's one special colour.
Just one colour, okay.
Because the case unit itself, the rest of the components
okay.
on top of it.
So interface-wise, is it the third option?
Yes.
Right? The two of them there.
One and the LC display.
Okay. And then buttons.
We have
two colours.
Raven clear.
Well.
We've got push buttons as well.
Like, oh wait, so push button and integrated scroller.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got one button for this thing because it's one big sheet of rubber.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if that counts.
Okay,
let's just be safe and put, like, say, four buttons for that one.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe a special color for the buttons, so maybe four again.
Four?
We're already
so, well, why are we writing at the number four? Where does the number four come from?
Because that's one button, but it's the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay, right.
So we're just estimating that, yeah, it would be less.
Okay. Like these, are we wanting them in?
No.
No? They're just, is
yeah.
everything going to be plastic? Okay. So we're quite far over. Something's going to have to go. We're at 16.8. And
how are we going to achieve this high end product? If
well, something has to go to the tune of 2.3 euro. So let me see, what are we.
4.3.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry, 4.3.
Mm, this is all right. Well, if we take it one, single curve, just fill in those bits.
Yeah.
And then where's.
How much would that save us?
How much would that save us?
That only save you one.
One.
The other thing could be that you could take away the LCD panel and the advanced chip together. Because when you do something on the TV,
mm-hmm.
the TV responds and reacts as well. So the user could be looking at the TV and pushing his thing, so
sure.
we may not need to So when we scroll, we need just some way to get the TV to respond,
okay,
which
so
I think is a technically doable thing. So,
so what sort of viewed suggestion? Take away the LCD display.
Yeah. And the advanced chip goes away as well.
To be replaced with a
regular chip.
Regular chip.
So what that means is that.
And so we've got 0.3 to get rid of. And we have, where are the four push buttons are, where exactly now?
The 12 buttons that you see there.
12 buttons?
It's a one piece of rubber, but it's going to have 12 buttons.
Yeah.
Functionally, you're going to have to intercept. So 4 is a good estimate for.
Do you think?
Yeah. So you can't actually cut. It's like 3 times the number of buttons. 4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button or is it 12 buttons? How can it be something in between?
It needs to be more than one big button because. If you open up your phone underneath, there's actually one button underneath. It's just that the panel itself is a single panel.
Okay, well, we have 0.3 to get rid of somewhere.
Just report that it has to be over budget. Or the colors.
No,
you could take away colors for the buttons.
Yeah, we could just go with
normal color buttons.
Well, do you want color differentiation here?
No, that's not the button we're talking
about. Oh, yes,
sorry. The buttons only refer to the pad, so.
Right. So
take that off.
Aww.
It's back to the original.
So then these just become normal color buttons. So that might be some way of cutting the cost.
Okay. Oh, that's a shame. Right. So take away that completely.
Aww.
And now we're under budget. So we do have 0.5 euro to play with if we want to.
How about with embossing the logo? Isn't that going to cost us some money?
Doesn't say so.
It's a free cut into our special form, the buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. One. Does that mean that one button has a special form, or?
No, there's just one button. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. So I'm just going to have to redraw this now. So we're not going to have the LCD anymore. We're just going to have an on the TV. It will show you what you're doing, which I think is fair enough. And so this is going to be one big thing here.
Was the goal in your prototype design that it be as low profile as possible?
What do you mean by profile?
Sort of flat as possible.
No.
The image being quite deep, sort of.
Yeah.
Deep enough to be comfy to hold in your hands while you're thinking where you're at.
Sure.
We didn't have enough Play-Doh to make it.
Yeah, alright. Okay, just thought I'd ask.
So there's one more dimension to the thing which we need to add in. You might want to add in our length, width, and height.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So just to be thorough then, width wise, we're looking at about, what, 3 centimeters or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so. Height wise, how tall do you envisage being? About that
or
big?
Two?
About 2 centimeters, okay.
2 is not very high at all, though.
This is about 2. Slightly more than 2.
Yeah,
sure.
About that
big.
Maybe closer to 3.
We'll say 2.5. Okay. So we have it within cost anyway. So yeah, project evaluation at this point. Okay, so can we close that? This is what it's the final spec that's gonna be. So I'm just gonna have to that's fine.
It's probably just I don't know if it's worth getting into, but just in that we want this to be stylish, should we think a little bit more out of the box in terms of a button grid? Because I've seen there's lots of devices out there that instead of taking your standard 9 square grid and they have it sort of stylized or in a different concept.
I think that's something that's very hard to catch.
Yeah.
So you restrict the number of people who want to try something.
Sure, okay.
The look and the color is something which is cool.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I think that there's also that factor of if it's too unfamiliar.
Okay,
then
sure.
Because when you
what
put
about
it on the
button
shelf,
shape, square buttons.
Yeah, button shape might be a good idea to change.
Okay.
Rather than positioning, because I think positioning is
sure.
We're kind of ingrained into the telephone kind of.
Okay.
Pad.
Right. So at this point, we discuss how satisfied we all are with these 4 points, with the room for creativity in the project and leadership and teamwork and stuff we have around this area.
Do you want me to do you want me to do my design evaluation last?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what that
evaluation first.
Yeah.
Evaluation.
Yeah, go for that first. I wasn't entirely sure what he
okay.
was supposed to be doing that, but
sure.
You go for it.
All right. So the way this works, I'm going to need to plug in the PowerPoint.
Okay.
I'll try and do it as quick as possible. Since I'll just go over your head if that's okay.
I don't think you need the power, so.
Is that?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I don't need the PowerPoint.
No, the power cord itself.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So you have a bit more freedom to.
So, what this is a for us to use kind of like a, the ideas that I've set up. I've reviewed all of the points of discussion from the beginning and used that as a criteria of evaluation for the current design or plan. And so we can review that. I think it's going to end up being sort of elementary. I can probably use it to change anything, but it doesn't seem like it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, great. And I'm going to write up our results on the board, so this will be a way for us to go through and decide if we're to review where we stand. Okay, so, so sort of bring together two things, sort of design goals and also the market research that we had. When we rate this, one is high. In succeeding or fitting to our original aim, and 7 is low.
Okay.
So these are we've been asked to collectively rate this. So what we have to do is try and just work on a consensus system. So we just come to an agreement.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one, stylish look and feel.
I rate that pretty highly.
Well, yeah. I mean, compared to most
yeah.
remote controls you see, that's pretty good. I was maybe like a 6 or something.
Yeah.
What does that embarrass
you? Yeah, my only reservation with it was that we basically went with yellow because it's the company's color.
Mm.
And I don't know if yellow is going to really be a hit.
Mm.
But.
Okay.
Would you 5 out? What do you guys think?
I would say 5 or 6.
Okay.
David?
Yep, not 5 enough.
Okay, let's go 5 then.
Okay.
Oh, it's
1 to 7.
Oh, yes, sorry. Then I would say 2 or 3.
Wait, what's the scale? 1 to 7.
Yeah.
1 is high.
Okay, yeah, 2 or 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Control high tech innovation.
Well, it has to be jogged down a bit.
Yeah. So we had to remove a few of our features we wanted, but jogged down.
I'd say it's
more
3 or 4.
Medium, but going towards a little bit higher than medium
okay.
kind of
yeah,
thing.
3?
Okay.
Star reflects a fruit-inspired color design.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have said color.
Okay, the blue colors and don't actually represent the color except
yeah.
for the red button. They
okay.
is for want of a.
But the yellow.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a lemon
yeah,
yellow.
Yeah.
Color.
Yeah, the yellow is more representative of the color, but the
okay.
button itself, the blue, can be anything else.
Okay, so we'll go 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and. Design is simple to use, simple in features.
Well, yeah, and it's really basic looking, isn't it? I
yeah.
mean, I'd give that nearly a 1.
Yeah, nice. You guys think?
Yeah, 1.
Yep. Yeah, 1.
That's why.
Soft and spongy, we achieved that. We've used mostly plastic in the end. It's going to be quite a bit of a compromise for price. 5?
That's really new.
We
don't
have to use plastic. So
yeah,
nice.
I suppose. Okay. Yeah.
Could we use an entirely rubber frame too? Is that an option?
It will be cost
more than plastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Logo, we've got it in there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can have that on the side, I don't know, not there, isn't it?
And so within budget,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we can say then out of possible what we are
out of 49,
yeah, out of 49 with zero being highest. We are at 278. Yeah. 15.5.
Pretty
so
good.
Pretty good. Translate to something like about approximately 72% efficacy of our original goal, right? I
yeah.
think, because if you turn that into 100, it would be about
twice that.
So 31. And then invert that.
So yeah, well yeah, that's 69.7%.
Oh right, that's it.
It's pretty good.
Okay. That was just a little formality for us to go through.
Okay. Nobody saw it, honestly.
Cameras did.
Is that your all finished? Or?
Yeah, that's me. I did have one other frame. I thought, I mean, not knowing how we would deal with this information, I thought, okay, in theory, this kind of process would be about refining our design, revisiting our original goals. It's not something I need to push through, but I thought, should be thinking more about the dimensions, sort of like more three-dimensional shapes as well, as opposed to just that flat. Could our design involve a series of colors that is more of like a line where we have like sort of, I don't know, like the harvest line or the vibrant, I don't know, whatever, just some theme and we have different tones, lime, green.
Okay.
It's just discussion. I mean, obviously we just abandon that, it's fine. Just thinking about what we originally set out to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Are you submitting the evaluation criteria, or I don't know what your instructions are being?
I think they record it, and I haven't been asked to submit it yet.
Okay. Just wondering if I need to include it in the minutes, because if you're submitting it anyway.
I will, yeah.
Okay, great.
Keep saying.
Cool. Right. Well, next up then, because we've done finance, is the project evaluation.
See, I'm listening. I'm just trying to incorporate the logo into the thing, so I'm playing with the Play-Doh as well. Just in case you're wondering.
Do you still play with the Play-Doh?
Do you want to just individually say what you think about these 4 points and not those 4 points, my 4 points, so what am I? And you want to start?
Sure. So what is it you're asking of me now?
I don't know. Your opinion on these four points, really, and how we...
Or sort of our work on
them.
Setting this up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll just go through your system. The room is fairly institutional, but the main thing is, I think, our use of this space is more just to report on things as opposed to be creative and constructive, and it would probably help to have sort of a cumulative effect of, we have ideas and we come back and then the ideas are still in discussion, you know, as in other words, this room is sort of a center point of creativity, whereas in reality, as we've gone through this, it's not really a center point of creativity, it's more just a
Well, do you feel like that you're able to have quite a lot of creative input into the?
Yeah, but that's just the thing, is the question in terms of the first point there, the room, it feels as though the creativity goes on when we lead, and then we come here and then we kind of put out our ideas, and then
I don't think it means the room as in this room. I think it means like, you know.
Oh right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I just looked up and saw, okay, whiteboard,
right.
Digital pens, the room.
Okay.
No, of course, yeah.
Well, I didn't know it. I think it means could you feel you're able to give creative input? So.
Yeah, answering the question in those terms, I'd say that actually there's sort of a tease of creativity because we're asked to work through this, but actually the guidelines are fairly contrived in terms of, okay, fashion trends, say fruit and vegetable color scheme, but then we're told, okay, use the company colors. So what do? We're told, okay, think in terms of style and look and feel and technology, but build something for 12.5 pounds.
Okay.
So actually, the creativity was more of like a sort of a formality than an actual.
I feel like caged within.
Yeah,
whatever
within the constraints.
It's like a balloon in a cage. It can't even go so big and not hit the side.
Actually, let's take each point and everybody discuss it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, still on the topic of room for creativity, next up is Chris.
I agree with his points. It's quite a lot of fun to go through and then you sort of hit the end and go, right, got to cut everything out because we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
I think another point is that the meetings are more brainstorming sessions than meetings, so time is also a very strong factor in structure.
Yeah.
Because for a brainstorming meeting, you want a structure that allows ideas to get tossed, to be evaluated and to be reviewed and to get feedback and come back. And I guess that point about the room not being very friendly to that, I think.
Yeah,
that's a very big thing, and I think the fact that we're wearing these things restricts.
Sure.
I feel it because I wear my glasses, right? And that, but that irritates me, right?
Yeah.
It does actually, you know, affect whether you feel comfortable to communicate. I feel like I'm hiding behind the equipment rather than the equipment is helping me. And
right.
So you think a more relaxed atmosphere would be more kind of
conducive? Not so much an atmosphere.
Right?
The atmosphere is very relaxed,
but
the gear, creates boundaries to that. And the time given also restricts.
Very good. What about leadership? I don't know if that means like if I lead a good job or something. I don't really know.
Well, my sense on that is sort of what kind of guidance and direction and encouragement.
From like a personal coach person, stuff like that.
And you as well, I think. Just sort of acting as a team leader.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, my personal views on leadership is that effective leadership sort of gives people a certain room for freedom and delegation, but then to come back to something that they take great ownership and innovative thought with. In reality, I think here the different elements of leadership, such as the original briefing and then the personal coach and then having you with the meeting agenda, is actually quite a confining framework to work within, and so it is leadership almost to the point of sort of disempowering the team member.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But it's not bad leadership. It's just sort of fairly strong. Yeah, it turns the individual into more of like a sort of a predetermined mechanism as opposed to.
So
then
maybe a little too controlling, or.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think controlling is not the right word.
I think the
interactions are very structured.
Yeah.
I think structure is probably what you're saying, that each individual is structured to one particular task, and one rather than controlling. I don't mean it's a sense of control, because our decisions have been made in terms of a consensus, right? We go around and we think about it, but that process actually says you have to do it in a certain way.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you, sometimes you might want to be a bit more creative in terms of the process.
Yeah.
Okay. What about teamwork?
Did you want to comment?
Actually, that was a bit hard because we could only discuss things in the meeting.
Yeah.
If we could just go up to somebody outside the meeting and have a quick talk to them, it would have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you tried to use the common share folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a you know, a messenger would go, whoa.
Did you guys get the email I sent you?
Yeah, I got the email.
Okay. So to summarise the teamwork issue, saying that if we could communicate outside the meeting, you know, just like quick questions, quick thoughts, whatever, it probably would be...
Yeah.
I think the tools that they were given, the tool set they were given to us are fancy, but they don't support collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the word. They
mm-hmm.
don't support the team working together.
Yeah, I mean, if you're
still very individual tools.
Yeah, I mean, sort of taking upon that idea, the way I see this is that it's the structure in which we've approached this whole task is quite contrary to the principle of teamwork, because the tasks were divided, and then the work went on in isolation.
Mm.
I don't know what you guys did while you were together. Maybe that was a bit different, but but actually, if you imagine the completely same task given to us, but us said, okay, first thing we have to do is come up with a design concept, and we sit here together and do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what teamwork is. To say, okay, go off and don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
It's actually sort of predisposes you to quite the contrary of teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we haven't done, I think, the best we could have done.
Okay.
I'm not dissatisfied with it.
Right. Any else to say on teamwork at all?
No, not really.
Okay. What about the, you know, how we use the whiteboard, the digital pens, the projector, stuff like that? Did anybody think anything was like really useful? Anything pretty unsupported?
I think the whiteboard for me is the kind of thing I would use all the time, but it's not quite as useful as to us as it could have been, maybe just in the way that we use it, in the sense that once we have an idea out there, or while work was going on in between meetings, that could have been up on a board, you know, as opposed to in text. And then we could then keep our ideas sort of building on that. I know that people who design cars and, you know, in aviation, they quite often just have a simple like fiberglass prototype, and it's completely, you know, abstract from
mm-hmm.
the final product, but they use it as a kind of a context to sort
yeah.
of walk around and puzzle
and point
and discuss.
Yeah.
And in a way, everybody's, as we discuss things in theoretically and out of our notebooks, we're actually just each of us discussing something that's in each of our own minds. It wasn't until we had this here, you know, like at one point I peeked across and looked at Craig's paper and I'm like, now I know what he's thinking because I saw his book. But the whiteboard could have actually been this kind of continuing.
So do you think producing a prototype earlier in the process would have been a good idea?
It could be.
I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed to the whiteboard. And I think that also hinder certain things. I think it would be cooler to have the whiteboard rather
mm-hmm.
than the PowerPoint, or
yeah.
maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place.
Because the PowerPoint was provided to us while we had time to prepare. Whereas I can imagine if I'd been encouraged to use Paintbrush, for example, or whatever, I would have actually used it. Just because that's sort of what we were set up to use when we had our time.
Okay.
I think that there were too many PowerPoints in the meetings.
Yeah.
The plugin and the plugging spent a lot of time doing that. And a lot of the information on the PowerPoints, I don't think, you know, we needed to we could have gone through them very verbally, especially my slides, I felt that.
Yeah.
You know, I supposed to have to present them.
What about the digital pens? Did you find them easy enough to use?
Sure.
Yep. Clunky. Agreed.
Clunky. Okay.
Having to take it before you go off was a bit hindering as well, because you're halfway through a thought and then you run out of paper and then you have to jump.
And I think at the very start of today, I like wrote a little bit of stuff, didn't click note on, then went back and wrote one tiny thing on another page, but then did click note.
Mm.
And so I'm quite worried that I've just written over the top of it or something, but they'll have my paper in there.
I think the pen is very intuitive. Everybody knows how to use it. We don't have to worry. So I think the pen's good. It's about the best thing.
And on the topic of the technology, it just occurred to me that we actually didn't need to move our computers because each computer has all of the files.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me that
we only needed one computer.
We only actually needed one computer.
Yeah.
If there had been a fifth, it could have just been sitting there ready to go.
And the computer may not be conducive to a meeting, because
yeah.
You tend to look at your computer and wanna have
yeah.
the urge to check something.
Yeah.
You know, it's useful, but
do you think the computers just provide distraction in reading?
I think too many computers are just distracting.
Okay. I like to have things written down in front of me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of the stuff that was emailed
yeah.
to me, I ended up, you know, like
mm-hmm.
writing down there or something, so I could look at it
mm-hmm.
really quickly and not have the distraction of all of that. And I don't know about anybody
mm-hmm.
else. What else? I'm not really sure what they're looking for in saying new ideas find. I don't know, could you think of like anything else that would have been helpful today at all?
Well, the main one for me is that the process in a natural context would not have been interrupted by this necessity to discommunicate ourselves
mm.
from each other. So
yeah,
that's kind of a new idea for me, is like just sort of the idea, well, you know, it's kind of hard to keep working forward on a team-based project
mm.
when you're told you must now work away from each other.
Yeah. I think it's quite good that we had time limits on the meetings, because they really could have run on. And my experience with meetings is that they really do.
Yeah.
And you can spend a lot of
yeah.
time talking about it. The only thing is, though, like when we had our meeting about the conceptual design, I thought there maybe another 15 minutes would have been useful there. But I think maybe if we like all been working in the one room and they just said, you know, like every hour or something, everybody make sure you know,
mm-hmm.
just have a short meeting, and then just
mm-hmm.
just to have like something written down, just
mm-hmm.
like, you know, a milestone, if you like, rather than having meetings. But so in closing, I haven't got my 5 minutes to go. I think, oh, there it is, 5 minutes to go. Wonderful. Okay, are the costs within the budget? Yes, they are. And is the project evaluated? Yes, it is.
So
nice
celebration.
So we have Ninja Homer.
So now we have.
Well, apparently you know I wrote the final report.
Wait,
what are you guys doing now?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Wow.
That is lovely.
Is it Ninja Homer?
What did you call it?
Ninja Homer. See, it looks like Homer Simpson. But
so
it's electronic,
that
so it's
is
made
that
of
just, is that just the logo, or is it doing a thing?
Yeah, it's just the logo.
Just the logo, and then like
Ninja
Homer.
Homer. The red is supposed to represent the whatever else you want to print on the side.
Mm-hmm. Fashion,
yeah.
Technology, or something.
You can wear Homer. You can throw Homer when you're frustrated.
Duh.
That's cool. I'm kind of.
It's
I'm
plucky.
Slightly gutted that we couldn't get plastic gum rubber. I think that would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh well. Maybe for now, Unreal Reaction should give us more money.
Oh, I did learn something new. Play-Doh is useful.
Yeah.
No, it is useful in conceptualizing and being creative.
Really?
It's like you say, it's something you can put your hands on and feel and touch
yeah.
and get a sense for. Like we were playing with the Play-Doh, and the ideas came with the Play-Doh,
did they?
Rather than with everything else. You might want to write that down.
Yeah.
It's just
okay.
I'm just filling with the Play-Doh. And yeah.
No, it's true.
Also, I forgot how good Play-Doh smells.
Yeah, it smells funny, doesn't it?
Some Play-Dohs are actually edible, aren't they?
No,
yeah,
all
like stuff
is
I think it has to be.
It's
yeah.
just wheat. It's the stuff that your mom could make with preservatives. You know?
And so, what are your summarizing words about Play-Doh?
It's helpful to the creative process.
Okay.
It engages all your senses, not just your sight, but your
yeah.
sense of feel, your sense of touch, and
taste.
It helps you to understand dimension as well. I think
yeah.
that is very helpful, because
yeah.
it starts to pop up, whereas on a piece of paper, on a computer, on a
mm-hmm.
board,
yeah.
Yeah. even with a 3D graphic thing, it still requires a life.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tangible, that's a nice word.
Mm-hmm.
Becomes tangible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if there's anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit still, I guess.
Do we retreat to continue our
think we could probably do it here.
Reporting or what?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure that will that thing will pop up in a minute now.
Can we turn off the microphones?
Yeah, yeah. The meeting's over then, yeah, I guess so.
And my microphone has no signal.
Oh.
Which would explain why. Yeah, might be because of the power's low. And Sennheiser's tend to die off. I'm not sure it'll off on that.
I think the time has to run out for us to get any more instructions.
Yeah, yeah, it'll tell us that. Is it dark? Well, I don't know. I know
you
that
probably
I have to
do
to,
another
I've got
questionnaire
like 10 minutes
and
to
stuff.
Write this report thingy. Like, I see the site.
You probably have to do that email thing again and respond.
Oh crap! Isn't it this that file report thing? I saved it, like what I'd done, and then when I came back to it, it said it was read only. And it says that we've got merging solutions, I don't know. I don't know what that's about there. At what point did we decide that we didn't want voice recognition? I don't think I ever actually documented that.
Is someone's mic still on?
Okay, finish meeting night. Okay. So you're probably going to get instructions in a little minute.
Must be additional microphones.
This is the Big Brother channel.
I don't know how I'm supposed to. I mean, like, we have this prototype here. And I can't draw it in Word or anything, but it says to
paintbrush.
It says you must specify final design, final report. It's because I'll have this to refer to, so let's describe it.
See prototype, see Ninja Homer.
So intrigued by the knowledge that there is still.
There must be another bike somewhere. Ooh.
Yeah, there's another camera watching me.
Can you imagine how long it takes to interpret all this data?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Can't even imagine where you begin.
Interpreting
so
it's not going to take very long.
Time.
This mic's going to have to sit there and convert it into the right format to fit it into an automated interpreter. And that just.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you have to sit there and wait for it to get done.
Sure, after a while,
no,
not
like
the same thing.
No, you have to sit there, wait for it to get done, and then you have to go through it. You have to randomly check that all the video got captured, all the audio got captured, and then synced. So you have to sit there and.
But for someone to be able to analyze data.